There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to another edition of The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Along with me, as always, Timmy D., my co-producer and co-host. This evening, we've got a really great show lined up for you. We had a guest on at the beginning of our run with the show, and she was so wildly popular, we've been getting emails and requests left and right to have her back with us. And since we're only a week away from the kickoff of Season 2 of The Ghost Whisperer, we've decided to have Marianne Winkowski back on the show with us. She's kind enough to join us again this evening. Marianne is one of the real-life inspirations for the TV show The Ghost Whisperer. Marianne, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Appreciate having you back with us on the show. You were a huge hit last time. Everybody loved hearing you and hearing what you had to say. Now, for those of you that are just tuning in or may not be familiar with Marianne's story, Marianne is the inspiration or one of the inspirations for the character of Melinda on the TV show Ghost Whisperer on CBS, and those are on Friday nights. And she can actually see and speak with people that have passed away but have not yet crossed over. And Marianne has had this ability since youth and has honed this. She's also got a book out, and she's got another book coming out too, I believe we spoke about. We'll be talking a little bit about that later on. But Marianne, why don't you just, as a quick little rundown, how old again were you when you started to have these abilities develop for you?
My grandmother actually realized when I was about 2 and a half that I could see and talk to earthbound spirits. Unfortunately, what she didn't realize is most children can do that. But she kept it going, started taking me around to go to funerals when I was about 4 years old. And because of her taking me to funerals and taking me to people's houses, I never lost it. I think that's what happened with kids. They can do it, but then when they get to school age, you know, parents go, oh, you're a big girl now, you don't see anything, or
right,
or there's nothing in your closet. And I think if you don't use it, you lose it. And that never happened to me, so it just developed to where it is now.
So do you believe that other people can be trained to do what you do if they start at an early age?
I think that they won't lose it if they keep using it. However, you can't teach somebody how to see a ghost. Either you can or you can't. And I really believe that's the bottom
sure
line with it.
So if my kids are coming to me and saying, Daddy, I see these people and blah, 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 I should look into it more seriously, as
believe
it's not just
them.
Okay, all right.
Believe them. Kids, young kids like that don't even know how to lie. I mean, they are really seeing what they think they're seeing. I mean, it's not the imaginary playmate. It's not the imaginary, you know, monster in the closet. If they're afraid of their bedrooms or if they say that they're talking to people, if they say, I didn't do it, Billy did it, who's Billy? Well, he's sitting right over there, and you don't say anything. Billy's probably sitting there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, now you're saying they're too young to lie. I don't know. I've got 6 kids, Marianne, and I've heard them tell some doozies from birth, man. I don't, you know, reach over, smash up. I didn't do it. Wasn't me. But, yeah, so listen, see, that's something that actually after our first conversation, my little guy, who is in preschool, started having conversations with a lot of people in his room,
mm-hmm,
and wanted, you know, it was actually kind of freaking me out a little bit, because he'd be in there and then I go, well, what's going on? Oh, my friends are doing this, or my friends are, can my friends spend the night, Dad? And I'm like, sure. And then he'd bring me the phone to pretend to call their parents and make
mm-hmm
sure it was okay. But then sometimes he would come in and he'd go, Dad, I want you to tell my friends to go home.
And see, this is it. Kids have wonderful imagination, so it blends in with if whoever is there visiting. And the other thing you have to remember is that kids just don't see one type of spirit. They can see earthbound spirits. They can see spirits that crossed over. They can see guardian angels. You know, I've had gone into people's houses where they've pulled out an old photo album and said when he was 4 years old, he pointed this picture and said that it was Grandpa talking to him. Grandpa was dead for 35 years before he was ever born. How does he know this? Well, he's seeing Grandpa.
Right. Now, do you have the ability to see guardian angels and other spirits as well, or is it just the ones that are earthbound?
Just earthbound ones.
Okay.
Can't have no clue what's in that white light. I can make it. I can release the earthbound spirits into it. I can see them talking to somebody in there, but I cannot see what's in there.
Really? Okay. Were you able to do that at a young age, and you faded away?
I'm assuming I could, but I don't remember it. If I did, it was only the earthbound ones that I can still, you know, see. Just like John Edwards and James von Prague, they can only see and talk to ones that have crossed over.
All right.
They can't see earthbound ones.
And that's why with the TV show Ghost Whisperer, now you're also a consultant on that show, correct?
I am a consultant on the show, yes.
Now, she sees just the spirits that are left here. She's not dealing with what goes beyond.
Only.
And the big difference between you and Melinda, the character, is the fact that you can actually help these people cross over. You can open up that white light, unlike Melinda, who has to help them get to that point where they've done their good deed or done what they needed to conclude, and then the white light opens up for them. You open it up and can help them to cross over.
Well, Melinda also can't do it in her mind. She has to stand on a street corner and pretend like she's talking on her cell phone or something because she looks like a nut otherwise.
No doubt. And, yeah, you can speak to them actually in your mind and have those communications back and forth, correct?
Right, and I never realized why I could do that until a woman called me up and said, my mother died 6 weeks ago. Is she still here? And I said, there is a lady standing behind you, and I explained what she looked like, and she says, yep, that's my mother, that's what we buried her in. She asked me to come over to her house, so I go over to her house, and the sad thing was that the woman had cancer, and you know how they put the hospital bed in the middle of the living room floor, and so the daughter was the caretaker for the mother, and you know, that's really a rough job doing that. And the mother and her got into some kind of tiff about something. They were fighting, and the daughter said to her mother, Mom, she says, just stay in bed. Don't get out. She says, I need a break. I'm going to take a walk around the block for 10 minutes. I'll be back. Well, you'd know it.
Oh, sure. Lo and behold, that 10 minutes is when she left, huh?
You got it.
Oh, bummer.
So their last words, they were fighting. Mm. So she had me come out. And I got to tell you, this mom was just something. She picked up that fight right where they left off.
And excellent.
They're fighting back and forth, so we finally got the fight taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over something silly. It was an ingredient in a recipe. I mean, it was like no big deal. And then they said, I'm sorry, and I love you, and I made the white light, and I watched mom walk into the light, and this woman looked at me and she said, how fortunate was I that I found you and you speak Ukrainian. I said, what? And like, I'm looking behind me, who are you talking to?
Right.
And she said, well, you have to speak Ukrainian. I said, no. And she said, my mother did not speak a word of English. She says, and I knew I was fighting with my mother.
Wow.
So I figured it out. That's one of the reasons why I obviously don't have to talk out loud. And since then, I've been to a lot of foreign countries, and language is not a barrier.
Hmm. Well, that's really cool. So you can actually, no matter what language they speak, when you hear it, it's like a universal translator. It just comes through in English for you,
exactly.
And then you can translate it back and forth. Okay.
Now, the funny part is if I go to a foreign country and the ghost realizes that I'm American, and they have a little bit of American knowledge as far as speaking.
They charge you double?
They try speaking in American, and I can't understand a word they're saying. Their broken English is so bad, it's like, oh, no, don't do that.
Just speak regular, right?
Just do your thing, right.
Now, what's really interesting for those of you that didn't get to hear Marianne's story or read her book, Marianne actually had the ability. She was being called into a lot of places that were purportedly haunted, and she was spending a lot of her own time and money and gas to go out to all of these places to investigate, only to find that there was nothing there. And in desperation at one point, she decided she was going to give up her calling of helping people like this because it was costing her so much time and money and effort to go out to all these places to investigate to find nothing. And actually, what I find really an interesting part of your whole travel and journey here is the fact that you kind of struck a deal with God and said, hey, you know, if you want me to continue doing this, you're going to have to come up with another way. And it was that next phone call when they were looking for help, and you said you weren't doing it anymore, and all of a sudden you began to see inside these people's homes.
Correct.
And that opened up a whole new window for you. So you were able to actually stay at home, talk to them on the phone, and if there was a spirit in the person's house, you were able to almost see like a security video camera view of the house and the spirits and what was going on in the house.
Right.
Well, that's
right.
Amazing to me. I mean, that's kind of a neat little deal. I don't know how many times I've tried to strike up a bargain with God, especially when I'm in Vegas. He never comes through for me.
Me neither.
Just this one hand, God. Come on, one hand.
I've never been there to do that kind of stuff. I've been there to work, do people's houses, but I'm not a gambler.
Now, you are available. If people need help, you are available. They can go to your website at MarianneGhostbuster.com.
Correct.
And that's MarianneGhostbuster.com. And there they can get information on how they can acquire your services and get help from you to speak with the people that have passed away. Okay. Now, how often are you called into a home where it's a malevolent spirit that that is in the home?
You know, it's not as often as you think.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand, an earthbound spirit is going to be an energy drain on anybody in the house.
Okay.
They don't eat, they don't sleep, but that's what they need to keep going. So even if it's a nice, sweet old lady ghost that's in the house, she's still going to be an energy drain. Electrical things are going to go wrong. The kids still may have a lot of ear, nose, throat, and upper respiratory problems. The same thing with adults having unexplained headaches, sinus problems, or lower intestinal problems. And she's not touching this person and going, you have a migraine. It's just because of her presence, this is what's happening. Now, there, you know, I have done houses where, and it aggravates me because a ghost will be in a house that hates animals and is very mean to the pets in the house,
mm-hmm.
or is not a kid person and likes to tease the kids or scare the kids.
Right.
You know, it's like when you were a kid and your mother sent you down the basement to get something. Did you hum, whistle, sing, skip? What did you do all the way down and all the way up so whatever was down there didn't get
ran it? Like hell.
That's right. Everybody does that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if a ghost can make a child feel uncomfortable, even in their own room, they're going to climb in bed with you every night at 2 o'clock in the morning, or they won't even go in their room to play in the daylight because it's a scary. Why should a kid's room be scary to them? That's terrible. So that is, I think that's horrible if they mess with kids or dogs. Gosh, go to a house that doesn't have kids or animals in it.
Exactly. Well, why are these people usually haunting that family unless they're related?
Well, you know, I laugh about it, and I say most times I your own relative would not do this to you. 99% of the houses that I go into, the owners do not know who the spirit is. Because
okay.
Your own relative, if they chose not to cross over and they hang out with you, see the problems that they are causing unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like, you know, and then I think, well, maybe we all have one that might do it to us.
Right.
But, you know, normally not. But
my mother-in-law does that to me, and she's alive, drains me all the time.
There you go. And that's one person, my mother-in-law, that never made it to her funeral because I made sure she crossed over the same day she died. And am I doing this again? You betcha.
Marianne's open up the white light and shoving the lady into it.
It's like, go now.
Very nice. Well, we've got season 2 kicking off this next week, and for people that are just tuning in, you're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Our guest is Marianne Winkowski. She's one of the consultants and one of the inspirations for the character Melinda on the TV show Ghost Whisperer, starring Jennifer Love Hewitt on Friday nights. Boy, what a crazy ending to season 1. That totally took me by surprise.
Never saw it coming, did you?
No, and wow. just amazing. I mean, I absolutely love the characters on the show. I love the storylines and the things that you've developed. And, you know, I mean, it's great how often I hear from people saying, oh, they love your show. It's one of the best tearjerkers. They watch it every week. Mm-hmm. Almost reminds me of, like, that feeling that used to get in the 70s watching Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
Everybody bawls at the end of the episode. But it's a great great show, really good character, you know, dimensions. And wow, what a shakeup. I mean, how are they is this going to all turn out to be a Bobby Ewing dream?
Well, you really have to watch it and see. I can't give it away. What fun would that be?
Well, it'd be great fun for us, because then we get an exclusive that even Entertainment Tonight doesn't have. Come on.
No, they don't.
I know. So we've got a brand new season coming up. Now, are they going to be delving more into, like, the Darkman character and the Laughing Man in this next season as well, or is that going to be kind of...
You know, the audience seem to really like that little suspense, even though they make it a lot scarier than it really is in real life.
Right.
That's, and CBS likes that little, you know, twist with it. That's that's the Hollywoodizing of it. Okay.
Sure.
And yeah, there'll be some issues with the Shadow Man and the Laughing Man, and there's some new characters coming on the show that will, help her, you know, go more into those areas. But
okay.
I think each week you're still going to get information that you can use in everyday life.
Now, did they introduce Jennifer Love Hewitt's breasts as a new character during the middle part of the season last year?
Well, they seem to have, like, a life of their own.
They have. I don't know.
Don't
I mean,
they?
Yes. You know, Tim, that's one of his favorite parts of the show, and he weeps every time he sees them.
Yeah.
Do they have names?
No,
I want to be able to call out their names.
She should, Mary and Ann, that's what she should just call them in fairness, I think. Yeah, I noticed that was the funny Hollywood side of it, was it seemed, you know, the show was a really good character-driven, plot-driven storyline, and then somewhere about mid-season, it started getting a little creepier, and Jennifer Love Hewitt, the creepier it got, the more her breasts were exposed. Mm-hmm. So is that kind of how it is in your life? You have to go to these events and show more and more breast?
Yeah. Well, the funny part is this, is that we do have the male audience sewn up between 18 and 45 on Friday nights at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I bet it's hot on TiVo, too.
You think sometimes, is it the subject matter? I don't know.
Well, it is. You know, I think people are really getting into the paranormal now more than ever.
Yeah.
And it shows like yours and the Ghost Whisperer that has made it mainstream and a little bit more easy to talk about. And I think what's really great is there's more water cooler talk about this, and people that were at one point afraid to admit that they thought that they had a haunting or that they've had an experience, people are talking. You know, you've got Ghost Whisperer, you've got Medium, you've got Supernatural, you've got the guys on Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi, Dead Famous on Biography, Most Haunted. There's all these paranormal shows just pouring out right now.
Sure.
And it's making it so much easier. And I would guess that that's helped, you know, to increase your calls and business as well, because people are not as afraid or stigmatized by calling and admitting that they think they're haunted.
Right. At least they're asking questions now. It was really funny. A lady called me up, and so we made the appointment to go to her house, and I said, it was during the day. I said, is your husband going to know I'm coming? Because a lot of wives have me over when their husbands don't know about it. And she says, oh, no, I'm going to tell him. She says, but it's during the day. She says, I don't think he'll take off from work. I said, fine. So I go over to her house, and I noticed there's two cars in the driveway. And I thought, So I go to the door, and she, you know, invites me in. And I said, who else is here? She goes, you know, she says, I told my husband you were coming, she says, and I explained to him Ghost Whisperer and all that, and I went, yeah, she said. And so he decided that he wanted to stay and, you know, see what was going on, and I says, oh, good. And he walks into the kitchen, and he takes one look at me, and it was like, oh, you have got to be kidding me. He looks at me, and I went, you seriously didn't think Jennifer Love Hewitt was going to be standing in your kitchen, did you? And he just sort of like, and he got a little pink, and I went, not even close. I says, we both have brown eyes. That's about it.
Oh, jeez. Well, as a man, I feel embarrassed for the entire race now. But
yeah,
we aren't always the brightest creatures on the tree, but we sure mean well.
Yeah, well, that's what you call wishful thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if there's a way you can get Jennifer Love Hewitt to show up to our station and search for ghosts, Tim and I would be okay with that too, Marianne.
No problem. I'll see what I can do.
Excellent. You're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest this evening is Marianne Winkowski. She's a consultant and one of the inspirations for the actual character Melinda on the TV show Ghost Whisperer on CBS Fridays. The new episodes will be kicking off this Friday. We're going to be back in a few moments with your calls, talking to Marianne and finding out if you have a ghost in your house. And we'll be finding out a little bit more about what she has coming up in her future with books, TV shows, and more. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I gotta pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
This is Dave Schrader from the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Each week, we delve into the web of the unknown and deal with a lot of scary subjects. But nothing makes my blood run colder or scares me more than dealing with technology. That's why we turned to the experts when we wanted our website for the show set up and maintained. In the studio with me is Don Raleigh, owner of Evolve Systems. Don and his exceptional staff were easy to work with and made setting up our site a breeze. Don, what is it that sets you apart from other web developers?
Well, Dave, we make your business visions come to life by creating, maintaining, and hosting all of your internet needs. We do this by listening to our clients. We offer programs and price plans to fit any budget. And Dave, I mean any budget. Call us at 651-628-4000 and put us to work for you.
Call Don at Evolve Systems, 651-628-4000. I did, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
That's because we take the ugh out of technology, Dave. Call us today at 651-628-4000 or visit us on the web at www.evolve-systems.com. Serving the entire United States. That's Evolve Systems, helping you to manage change. Cheers.
If you read Taspara Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taspara Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
You hear footsteps and things bumping and banging in the middle of the night. Could it be paranormal activity? Or is it just Dave and Tim raiding your fridge?
Beer.
Strange things happen in the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town. Tonight our guest is Marianne Winkowski, and Marianne is a consultant, and she's one of the inspirations for the TV show Ghost Whisperer on CBS Friday nights, which will be kicking off this Friday, September 22nd. And all new season, brand new stories, and hopefully some great wrap-up to last season's surprise ending. So you definitely want to check that out. Marianne, we've got on the line with us a nice lady named Heather who believes that she might have a haunted house and was interested in talking to you about it and see if maybe you can illuminate things for her a little bit there. Heather, this is Marianne. Marianne, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
So what's going on?
For the past 2 weeks, my children and I have seen flashes of light. I've only seen it once, and my daughter has only seen it once. But my son has seen it like 3 or 4 times.
And, how old are the children?
I don't know what it is.
How old are your children, Heather?
They are 12 and 10.
12 and 10, okay.
Now, this has only been going on for the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. I'm not really picking up on anything earthbound in the house, but when people see flashes of light or glitter or little glitzy things or sparklies, those are usually ones that have crossed over that are visiting. You'll have to think about this. Is there an anniversary of somebody's death or somebody's birthday that just died, or is there somebody's birthday in the house that a dead relative would be visiting? These are things that usually happen. If this went on longer than the last couple of weeks, I'd say, you know, maybe you have something coming and going. But I'm not picking up on any earthbound energy in the house at all. So I think your house is clear. Unfortunately, just because, you know, you start seeing stuff like this, you automatically think it's something bad. And that's not the case. This is something good. plus the fact that you have to remember this too, and it's a good tip to keep in the back of your, you know, head somewhere. If you dream of anybody that's died, that means that they have crossed over. They are not earthbound. Earthbound spirits hardly ever, ever, ever get into dreams.
I'm sorry, they're never what?
They don't ever get into dreams.
Oh, okay, the earthbound spirits don't get into dreams. So the spirits that are still here with us won't interact with you during a dream. It's the spirits that have crossed over and have gone to the light already that are able to come into our dreams and communicate with us there.
Okay.
Okay, Heather?
Yeah.
All right, well, from what she's telling us, it doesn't sound like you have a spirit in the house at this point. It might just be the voice of... a relative or somebody that's just kind of visiting or sparkling through, as Marianne was mentioning. And then I think that should be nothing to worry about at this point. But, you know, again, we'll keep in touch. And if there's anything else that pops up and you have other questions, maybe one of our other guests as we go along in the future can help you out with that as well. Now, Marianne, let me ask you real quickly here. We got another call that we've got lined up in queue we'll go to in a few seconds. But now you've got your one book that's out there, and that's available at your website, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and the name of that book again for us is?
As Alive, So Dead.
As Alive, So Dead. And it's a fantastic read for anybody that's interested in the paranormal. It's great to hear this from her actual experiences from being a small child growing up and learning about these abilities and how she was able to interact with them and work with them. Now, you've got another book coming out. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. The books that I've had out so far have all been self-published. But I've got a new one coming out next year that is... actually going to be my first published book. Time Warner just bought a book from me.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's pretty exciting. Now, is it a continuation, or is it kind of like a compilation of your self-published books put into a new form?
Nope, it's a brand new book, and it's going to basically be, which is really a good thing, a handbook on earthbound ghosts so that people can actually, you know, figure out exactly what's going on in their house and then stories relating to each chapter.
Sure.
On, you know, what to look for and everything. And it'll be called When Ghosts Speak.
Okay. Now, that brings up something for me. You said it's like a handbook on earthbound spirits. How often are you called in and it's a spirit of Rex or Snoopy the dog or, you know, Tabby the kitten that's still hanging out in the house?
You'd be surprised. It's pretty common to have pets that still hang out. They really do, and it is usually cats and dogs. It's not exotic pets.
My goldfish Herman isn't still hanging out with me.
No.
He was always about himself.
Gone, you know, to his happy ocean somewhere.
Now,
but
can they go into the light on their own, or do they prefer to stay here because of the love and companionship they felt for the people that are there?
And it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
It depends. Okay, let's go with the cat. A cat has attitude, whether
right.
they're alive or dead, okay?
Right.
And so a lot of times they just don't want to go and they're not going to go. If I run across a cat spirit in a house, I'm really got my fingers crossed that there's a human spirit in the house that can pick the cat up and take it with them, because I can't get a cat to go to the light very easily. However, if I run across a dog spirit in somebody's house, I can actually make the bright white light and pick up a to go outside, pick up a stone or a stick, throw that into the light, and the dog will follow.
Well, with the dogs, you don't even have to throw the stick, right? You could just pretend, and they turn around and run anyway?
That's got it. Now, but there are some dogs
dumb.
That are so loyal. My Bichon,
uh-huh.
he died 14, 15 years ago. He's still with me. He has not crossed over.
Wow.
And he's still, I don't care if he's dead, he is still not allowed on the couch, and he still knocks the pillows off. I still yell at him when he does it.
Now, can you open up the light underneath something so it falls through if they don't want to go through?
And I did do that with a spirit of a boa constrictor.
Ugh.
I don't do worms, let alone snakes. This just totally freaked me out when I saw it.
Oh, good grief. Yeah, I think we talked about that on the first show, yeah.
Well, how do you make a snake do something? Yeah, duh. So that's exactly what I did. I made it underneath the snake, and the snake fell into it. But dogs and cats move too much. How are you going to make, you know, a snake didn't move very fast.
Sit pretty. You want a treat? Sit, boy. Sit. Oh, there you go.
That's it.
Do you not want to send your Bichon through? I mean, do you kind of like having him around? Really?
He will not go. And I got worried when we moved because I thought, gosh, is he going to, I didn't see him the day we moved. And I'm thinking, oh, But about 3 or 4 days after we were in our new house, he showed up. I don't know how.
Now, do you believe, you know, I don't want to get too much into your religion, but I mean, do you believe that that there's a higher power, a God, a Jesus, things like that?
I do. I'm Catholic.
Okay. Now, why do you believe then that these poor pets are stranded here? Well, you know, I've joked around about it on shows before, but why wouldn't, you know, God be throwing the fuzzy catnip out the white light and dragging the cat in that way? I mean, why wouldn't he help entice these animals on to the next place?
Because I think every living, breathing thing has free will.
Okay.
You know, a dog can choose to be good or bad. A cat can choose to be good or bad. And it's the same thing after they're dead.
Okay.
If they don't want to go, they don't have to go, which is the same, you know, attitude that an earthbound spirit has. They stayed for some reason.
Sure. Well, why don't we take our next call? We've got Joni on line two here with us. Joni, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to need you to speak up as loud as you can.
Okay.
I've got you on the line with our guest, Marianne Winkowski. And Joni wanted to know if her house is haunted. She feels that there might be something there, Marianne.
Okay, Joni, why don't you tell me what's going on in your place?
Various things. And mostly for me, it's sounds. For my husband, it's been a little more visual stuff.
The husband what?
Her husband is seeing more of the visual, but Joni's hearing more of the sounds that are going on in the house.
I see. Well, you actually do have an earthbound spirit in your house. Is your husband or you a garage sale person or a flea market person?
No.
But I'm picking up that there's like a used piece of lawn equipment or something in the house. In the garage, a lawnmower, a snowblower, or something?
Yeah.
How long have you had that?
Maybe last year.
Well, you brought home a man with that.
Wow, yeah. Did you hear that, ladies? Go on out to garage sales and buy yourself a snowblower.
How come he doesn't do the lawn work?
Yeah, exactly. Well, as Marianne says, so in life, so in death, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're not doing the lawn work when they're alive, there's no way they're going to finish it up once they're gone.
No, I'd be having all kinds of people in my house if I could do that.
What all can you tell about this spirit, Marianne?
Okay,
I mean, by what you can see?
He's about 42, 43 years old, clean shaven. From the clothes, well, he's got sort of workies on, so, but from the clothes and the haircut, I'd say he probably died, oh gosh, I bet he just probably died around 2000. I don't think he's been dead very long.
Hmm.
And this lawnmower did not have to be his, or whatever the used piece of equipment is, but he did come home with it, wherever you bought that from, or whoever bought that in the house. He followed it home, you know, with you. And that's why he's been there. Have you had a lot of furnace and plumbing problems in the house since then, in the last year?
Plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would be messing with the plumbing. I'm surprised that you haven't had furnace problems, because I could see him messing with that, too.
Hmm. Well, why would you, you know, I mean, of all the things that you've owned, why would you come back with a lawnmower or a snowblower, Marianne? Why do you think they stick with those things?
You know, it's so silly. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. It's just that they get attached, or maybe it was just he likes the energy of the, you know, of Joni or a husband, and decided to follow him home, and it happened to be that day. There's really no rhyme or reason with it. I've had people attached to the goofiest things.
Okay.
There just is no good answer for that.
Now, can she, Marianne, can Joni talk to the spirit and the spirit can hear her?
Anything she says out loud or anything that's said in the house out loud, he can hear. He cannot read minds, which is a very good thing.
Okay.
But he can hear. But you really don't want to talk to them because you're giving them more energy. You are really better off ignoring them. And
really?
Let me give you a couple suggestions of what I tell people to do if they have earthbound spirits. It never, ever, ever hurts to have the house blessed. You want an ordained priest or minister to come in and do it. You do not want to have somebody that got, you know, their little degree in the back of a magazine. And you don't want to get your hands on holy water and start throwing holy water around yourself, because that'll really tick them off. So do not do that. It's one thing if an ordained priest or minister does it. It's another thing if a lay person does it. The other thing that does work, and it does help, and you haven't had him in the house very long, so this would probably be a very, very good thing for you to try, using a smudge stick. Smudge stick is actually what Native American Indians use to get rid of unwanted spirits or negative energy. Follow the instructions. Do it about every 2 or 3 weeks, and I bet he's going to leave. I don't think he'll stick around. It's harder if the ghost has been in the house 5, 10, 15 years. It's a little bit harder to move him out with a smudge stick. But somebody that hasn't been in the house, you know, under 2 years, a smudge stick will usually work.
Can you, Marianne, for Joni here talking about this type of stuff, if she wants a spirit guide, and you don't recommend her saying, hey, you know, mister, I'd really like you to leave our house and stop being a part of our world, that won't work?
What she can do is get a piece of paper and on one side of it write, if you want to cross over and find the name of the closest funeral home in your neighborhood.
Okay.
Go to Smith's when there's a service going on. The white light that's around that spirit is not an individual light. That's a universal light, and he can cross over like that.
Okay.
So, but just put it on one side of a paper so that he doesn't have to turn the paper over. You know, make it as short as possible. And, again, that's his choice. You know, if he's been around for 5 or 6 years, maybe he's ready to finally cross over. But they just can't find the white light anywhere, and people don't realize that when that spirit is standing there at the foot of their casket at their funeral, that light is, like I said, a universal light. Anybody can go into it.
Joni, does that make sense to you with the spirit that she thinks she's picking up in your house?
Yeah.
Okay. And does that make you feel a bit better that there are ways to maybe have the spirit leave? Are you feeling threatened by the spirit at all?
No, not at all.
Okay, just that you notice that there's something there, and it's been, would you be able to say that it has been pretty much since you picked up that used piece of equipment that you could pretty much mark it to around that time that this thing has started happening?
No, it was even before.
A little bit before that, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, and that doesn't mean that you haven't had other stuff in the house, but right now this is the only person that's there.
Okay. All right, good deal. Well, Joni, I thank you very much for calling into the darkness this evening. For those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest for the evening is Marianne Winkowski, and she is the consultant and one of the inspirations for the character Melinda on the TV show Ghost Whisperer starring Jennifer Love Hewitt. We'll be back with more of your calls and more questions with Marianne right after this.
We thought El Chupacabra meant the cup of coffee in Spanish.
Mi amo Eduardo Especial. ¿Cómo está el yay?
What you talking about, Willis?
Shows you what we know. Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
Do you want to take charge of your life? We all have our demons we want to get rid of. This is Russ Clark. My Hypnosis CD series will help you take charge of your life and kick those demons out. Thousands of people have made personal improvements through the power of hypnosis. Your success is guaranteed by me, or I will refund 100% of your investment. To kick those demons or to add relaxation into your life, visit my website, www.powerhypnosis.net.
About the paranormal. Come and join us in Para Investigators, the 24/7 online paranormal chat. Visit us today at InfinityParanormal.com and tell us what's been keeping you up in the dark.
If you read Taps Para Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Para Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
The smell of voodoo hangs in the air. either that or Dave and Tim had the seven bean salad for dinner.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Welcome back to the darkness, or whatever is hanging in the air, on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, along with me, as always, Tim Dennis, my co-host and producer. And our guest this evening, we've been talking to the lovely and affable Miss Marianne Winkowski of MarianneGhostbuster.com. You can go there to get help from Marianne if you have any problems with spirits that you believe that are earthbound and stuck in your home, people that you'd like to make connections with before they cross over. She is the gal to go to. She is a creative consultant, and she's also one of the inspirations for the character Melinda on the TV show Ghost Whisperer on Friday nights on CBS. And the new season kicks off this Friday, September 22nd on CBS. You're not going to want to miss it, especially because it's a great follow-up to an amazing and kind of crazy ending to last season's season wrap-up. I mean, it's unbelievable. So this has been a great show. I mean, a lot of popularity. People are really getting into the show and enjoying it quite a bit. Are you getting a lot of positive feedback on it as well, Marianne?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. The questions that people are coming up with is it's like, wow. You know, people are just really they're really taking it all in, and I think because some of the stuff hits so close to home for some people that they know they're not crazy, that this stuff actually can go on.
Right. Now let me ask you this. Now you've got. We were talking before we went to the break about, you shouldn't really converse with the spirits in your house because that just gives them more energy and it'll keep them around longer. If you want
right.
If you want to communicate with them, jot them a little note, leave the note face up and make it a short, concise note. You know, if you're looking to cross over, go down to the funeral home on the corner and go there anytime there's a service, that white light that's there, you can use it. And again, that's an important note for you. If you die and you're stuck here on Earth, you can always go into another person's light. That's not a soul light. It's not their personal light. It's a universal light, correct?
That's exactly right.
Can myself or like our next guest or listener on the air is Matt. He's going to be with us in a second. If he has a earthbound spirit stuck in his house, can he open up the light? Can he visualize this as well? I know a lot of times as a paranormal investigator, we imagine basking ourselves in the white light before we do an investigation to surround ourselves and protect ourselves. Can we open up that same white light visually, mentally for them and hope that they can walk through? Or is that something that you haven't really seen other people have the ability to do?
I think everybody has the ability to use that white light for all kinds of things. And if you have the ability to keep it open long enough, make it big enough to let a person walk through it, if you can see an earthbound spirit and watch them walk in it so that you know to close it when you can't see them anymore, of course. You know, if you have those abilities, absolutely you can do that.
Should you visualize that while you're thinking about it? Just imagine that you're opening up this white light into the shape of a full doorway.
You can.
And just open that up in your mind. And then again, do you just leave it in a note or do you say, Spirit, I'm opening up a door for you right now. This is the white light. They're waiting for you on the other side. This is your opportunity to cross over. There's nothing left for you here. There's no way to communicate with us here. Please cross over. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
Do you do that?
If you think that you can do that,
it doesn't
doing
hurt.
Doing that
right?
Does not hurt anything.
Okay. All right.
So yes, you can do it. Don't just make sure that you keep it open long enough. Don't tell a spirit you're going to do it and then just keep it open for like 7 seconds or something. You know, you've got to be able to visualize for a little longer than that.
Yeah, because he might need to grab the remote and a TV guide and some toilet paper. He doesn't know what's on the other side.
Yes.
We've got Matt on line one with us right now. Matt's calling in. And Matt, what state are you in?
I'm in Ohio.
Ohio? And now you think that you might have a haunted house, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got Marianne Winkowski on the line here for you. I'll shut up and let her do her work with you.
Okay, Matt, what's going on in your house?
Well, just ever since we've moved in about 4 years ago, just constantly feel like there's a presence in the house. There are times late at night when I'm watching TV, I'll swear that I hear my wife get up, walk down the hallway, and I'll start talking to her when she's still in bed. just noises all the time, things falling, and then you can't find, what made the noise. It's just something that's been constant since we moved in.
Now, you had this house checked out before, haven't you?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. How many living people are in your house right now?
Three.
Okay. And you are calling me from your house, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, you definitely have. You have two things going on here. Okay? You definitely have a spirit going on here. There's definitely an earthbound spirit. You know, I'm curious, how long have you lived in this house?
4 years.
Was this house vacant when you bought it?
No.
There was people living in it?
Yes.
Do you know which owner you are?
I am the third. The person that built it was the first owner, and then the son moved in, and then I am the third.
Okay. This house has a lot of negative energy around it. And hello.
Hello.
Oh gosh, what was all that about?
I don't know.
Okay, this house has a lot of negative energy around it. It's like, I'm not going to say it's a curse because that would be too strong. But if that is affecting everybody in the house, along with this earthbound spirit that's in the house. Now, let me tell the two differences here between these two things. The earthbound spirit that's in your house, that's you're hearing the moving. You probably are having a lot of electrical problems in the house, maybe furnace problems, plumbing problems, things missing. But the negative energy in the house is affecting people in the house in one of these three ways. Either there's a lot of money issues, health issues, or relationship issues. And it has something to do with this property. And I have no way of knowing over the phone who put this negative energy on the place. But somebody that lived in this house, or somebody, you know, could have done it to you guys since you moved into this house, but I don't think so. I'm picking up that it's probably been on this house about 8 years. And you said you've only been there four.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the ghost goes, it is a woman, and again, I think she was there before you moved in. I don't think you brought her in with you. How old is your child?
2.5.
Does the baby have conversations with anybody, or is the baby okay in their room?
Yeah, he seems to be fine.
And he doesn't have conversations?
No.
Okay, so the woman is not around him, which is good. But I think that she had something to do with this house. There is a place in the house that has... How do you get to your attic?
I have to get through the garage through a crawl space.
That's the only way up into the attic?
Yes.
Do you have do you actually have stuff up there?
No.
Was there anything left up there when you bought the house?
No.
It was totally empty?
Yeah.
Was there stuff left in a basement?
Yes.
Is that where the table is? Was there a table left down there?
Yes, there was.
Yeah. And did you get rid of that table, or is it still down there?
Actually, I think it's still down here. Yeah, it is still down here.
She has something to do with that table. So you really don't want to get rid of that because that won't make her happy.
Okay.
But she was definitely in this house before you moved in. And again, you can do the same thing that I told the other gal. You know, try having the house blessed, try a smudge stick. I actually am in Ohio, so I don't know how close you are to me, but that's always an option too.
Okay.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you very much for calling into the Darkness on the Edge of Town this evening. We appreciate you being a part of the show with us.
For those of you that are tuning in, boy, you've missed a heck of a show. We've got Marianne Winkowski on the line with us, and Marianne is the one of the real-life inspirations for the character Melinda on the TV show Ghost Whisperer. And as we mentioned a little bit earlier, there are some definite differences between what she can do and what Melinda can do. On the TV show, of course, Melinda, for dramatic effect, can't just talk to these ghosts in her head. She speaks out loud to them, but Marianne is actually able to speak with these spirits in her head, so she doesn't look like she's a complete kook out there on the streets. And she also has the ability to open the white light for the ghosts and spirits to help them cross over. But she's got great tips for people like us that are still in the living, that if you do cross over and decide not to go into the white light at that time, you're not just stuck here forever. There are other ways to get back over there. Do you, you know, Marianne, one thing I'm curious about, and we've talked about it in other shows, it seems a lot of people run into ghosts from around the 1800s, you know, around the turn of the century time frame. Do you think there might have been some kind of a ripple effect or something going on that so many of those people stayed on?
Well, I've got, and again, it's only theory to go along with some experience.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of people in that century died young.
Okay.
Only because of lifestyles and how hard life was back then.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people didn't think that they should be dead at this point. Plus, they usually left younger families, or they thought they had unfinished work. And some people, I think they stuck around, you know, just for those reasons alone. The other thing, too, and it could have been, you know, I don't have enough knowledge about a ripple effect. It could have been something like that. But I find that those people are usually only in pockets. I don't find that many people in every city from the 1800s. You know, in my area, there's certainly different cities that if somebody calls me from, you know, a particular city, I'm going, oh, I bet it's somebody that died around 1850 or something.
Okay.
But that's not always the case.
All right. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left here, and we've got one last caller on the line, if you don't mind taking one more call for us here, Marianne.
Sure.
Her name is Deb. Deb, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Okay, Deb, I just need you to speak up for us as loud as you can. And Deb, you feel that you might have some spirits in your house as well, so I'll be quiet and let you talk to Marianne, our guest.
Okay.
Hi, Deb.
Hi.
What's going on in your house?
Well, we've had a few ghost sightings in our house. It's been a while since we had them, but I still feel like there's something here.
You don't feel like there's something there?
I'm sorry?
You said you don't feel like there's anything there?
Oh, no, no, I do. We just haven't been able to see them lately.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Deb, do you communicate with the ghosts much, or have you just
kind
of tried to...
I have tried to get EVP from them.
Okay.
Unsuccessfully.
All right. So you've tried to engage them in conversation, because as Marianne was saying in the last segment, usually if you don't want the spirits there, by engaging them and talking to them and communicating with them, a lot of times that gives them the energy that they need to kind of stay around. If you're looking for a spirit to leave, it's best to just kind of turn your back and ignore the spirit, and hopefully they'll move on and go to the light.
You know, you do have somebody that's there on a fairly regular basis. They're not there all the time. Today is, somebody was there in the last 2 days. I will tell you that much. They are not right. Actually, two people were there in the last 2 days, a man and a woman. Are you an antique collector?
No.
Do you have older pieces from relatives?
Yes, I do.
Ah, that's what it is. You've got two relatives, well, at least one of them is a relative that is coming through on a fairly regular basis. Is it a bedroom set?
Yes, it's dressers.
Ah, okay, yeah, she's definitely coming through on a regular basis. Now, this is a pretty smart relative, I'll tell you why. She comes through, doesn't stay more than a couple of days, doesn't stay around long enough to cause any problems, but comes through on a regular basis. So she's visiting you and any other relatives or other, you know, other friends. She makes her rounds pretty frequently. She's probably in your house at least 6 times a month.
Wow.
But it's whoever, you know, whoever belonged to those, you know, whoever owned those dressers, that's who it is as far as the woman goes. The man is a neighbor that died.
And is he attracted to Nana's spirit who's hanging out with the dressers or what?
No, the woman is attracted to... Oh, good. Okay. The woman is... Oh, jeez. The man is... Is there a neighbor on the street that died about 7 or 8 years ago?
We've only lived here for about 8 years. So
But this is a man that died in the neighborhood about 7 or 8 years ago, and I'm thinking that his wife or his children still live in the house. And he's your neighborhood ghost. He's coming in and out, too. But he visits all the neighbors. But that's what you've got. He was not that old. Probably around 55, 60 years old. That's all he was. But those are the two that you've got coming in the house, and I think you're probably sensitive enough to it to realize when they're there. And I don't have enough knowledge about EVPs. I know one of the shows on Ghost Whisperer, they did do a story on that. But that's the only show that I didn't have anything to do with.
Oh, sure. All right. Well, Deb, did that help you out a little bit? A little confirmation on what and who might be coming in there?
Yeah, I think it really did because I know there's definitely a man. I've seen him. He's in a white shirt. And but there had also been a girl that I had seen, and she had spoken in my face. So I was wondering if she was still around, but I guess maybe she's not.
No.
Could it be the relative at an earlier age? I mean, I've been told
that if they're earthbound.
Okay. Oh, they don't make that appearance. Okay. All right.
So
right.
So these two ghosts are earthbound still. They haven't crossed over.
Correct.
Wow. Maybe I'll have to tell them to do that.
That's probably a good thing.
Good deal. Well, Deb, thank you very much for tuning into The Darkness on the Edge of Town and sharing your story here with us tonight and with Marianne. And Marianne, we've appreciated having you on the show with us tonight. It's been great having you back, and hopefully we can have you again with us here maybe later into the season or at the end of the season, kind of talk about the season 2 of Ghost Whisperer. And we wish you continued success with the series. I hope it continues on for years and years. It's a great show. And you know, you just alluded real quickly. You said that that was one episode you didn't have anything to do with. How often do they consult you on the episodes and get information and ideas on what to do?
Okay, I talk with the writers on a regular basis. I get a script sent to me every week. I go out there on the set about once for a week at a time, about once every 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay,
so I'm pretty involved with it.
Well, awesome. Well, you know, we appreciate you being with the show, and like I said, continued success with Ghost Whisperer, and we'd love to talk to you more about this in the future, and please let us know when your new book is coming out. Thank you very much for joining us here tonight in the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after the top of the hour.